Isaac Newton, the man who watched an apple fall from a tree.
I was the man who watched an apple fall to the ground and discovered the laws of gravity. People today say I was one of the most important scientists who ever lived. I was born on the 25th of December in 1643 in a small village in Lincolnshire, England. I was given the same name as my father, Isaac Newton, a wealthy farmer who died 3 months before my birth. When I was 3 years old, my mother married again and went to live with her husband. I stayed with my grandmother on my father's farm. But in 1653, my mother's new husband died, and she returned to our village with their 3 children, my half-brother and 2 half-sisters. In 1654, I started attending the King's School in the town of Grantham, which was nearby. But it was not a very happy time for me. My teachers said I was lazy and told me that I didn't listen. But I wasn't happy with the way they were teaching me. I could not learn just by repeating facts, and I'd become very bored. When I was 17 years old, I decided to leave school. My mother owned a farm, and she wanted me to become a farmer, but I hated farming. Later, the headmaster of the King's School, Henry Stokes, asked me to finish my education. I agreed and returned to school. This time, I became the school's top student. In June 1661, I became a student of law at Trinity College, Cambridge. I studied the ideas of Aristotle there, as well as the ideas of Copernicus and Kepler. In 1665, I graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree. But in the same year, the plague, a terrible illness which killed many people, arrived, and the university had to close for 2 years. I continued my studies in Grantham. I'd become very interested in the subjects of calculus and optics, and in the laws of gravitation. During my time as a student at Cambridge, I studied the ideas and philosophy of René Descartes. I had read his Geometry and other books. I also became interested in Galileo and in his work on the laws of motion or movement. Galileo had believed that tides, the rise and fall of the sea, were caused by the sun. But I'd started to believe that tides were caused by the gravitational pull of the moon. In 1667, I returned to Cambridge as a fellow, a senior member of Trinity College. During my time in Grantham, I'd started to think more about truth and fact. I wondered if I could find them using mathematical calculations. As a result, I began writing a book about calculus called The Method of Fluxions and Infinite Series. It was published 65 years later. In 1668, I developed Galileo's design for a telescope, a device which makes things look bigger. Many people could use my new design. And in the next year, I became Professor of Mathematics at Cambridge University. That was my job for the next 34 years. During my time at Cambridge, I studied many scientific subjects. For example, from 1670 to 1672, I concentrated on optics and the subject of light. My experiments showed me that light was a collection of many colours. This became a subject of great interest to me over the next 30 years. My book, Optics, which was published much later, in 1704, explained my theories about light. In 1672, I was elected as a Fellow of the Royal Society, and my work on light and colours was published in the Society's journal. My work was becoming famous. But other academics criticised me and my work. In 1678, the philosopher Robert Hooke criticised some of my ideas about light. After this, I became depressed and I couldn't sleep. It became difficult for me to leave my house and I didn't want to see anyone. But I continued my studies at home. I studied physics and the movement of the planets. During this time, I developed my theory of universal gravitation. I was now sure that gravity was the reason for tides, the rise and fall of the sea. I also thought about the changing of the seasons. In 1687, I described these theories in my most famous work, Principia. Some academics have called it the greatest scientific book ever written. But I replied that I had stood on the shoulders of giants, or great men. I meant that most of the work had already been done before me by men like Descartes and Galileo. In 1689, I was elected to the Parliament of England. In the 2 years, 1689 and 1690, I argued that all political laws should be based on scientific fact, not religious belief. As a result, a new law was created which took power from the king and gave it to Parliament. However, I didn't enjoy political work. In Parliament, I noticed that reason and fact were not very important. It was always the politicians with the loudest voices who won the arguments. Order. Order. In 1696, I was given the job of Warden of the Royal Mint. I had to measure and control England's money. The job gave me the chance to use my mathematical theory. I had to decide how much money should be in circulation. In 1699, I was promoted to Master of the Mint, and that was my job until I died. In 1703, I was elected as President of the Royal Society, and in 1705, Queen Anne came to Trinity College to make me a Knight of the Realm. At the age of 62, I had become Sir Isaac Newton. In my final years, I moved to Kensington near London and was looked after by my niece. On the 31st of March, 1727, I died in my sleep. My body was buried in Westminster Abbey in London.